KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
A Catholic school on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota has introduced its first Lakota language immersion program. The small kindergarten class is the start of a revolving door immersion concept that will see students remain in a culturally rich environment through the fourth grade. FSRN's Jim Kent visited the Red Cloud Indian School to talk with the Lakota language teacher and her young students about the importance of retaining a language in order to preserve a culture.
The Red Cloud Indian School is nestled within the rolling hills of western South Dakota and lies just a few miles north of the village of Pine Ridge. Founded in 1888 as the Holy Rosary Mission, its bucolic setting belies the history that saw Lakota children spend half their day taking classes while spending the other half performing domestic duties such as kitchen work and farming to keep the mission operating. While Catholicism flourished in the early part of the 20th century, many Lakota families chose to send their children to Holy Rosary instead of the federal government's boarding schools. But no matter which institutions they were a part of, the process of assimilating Native children into the dominant non-Native society resulted in a loss of their language. Savannah Gresseth is one of the teachers at the Red Cloud Indian School's Lakota Kindergarten Immersion class. She says although her students have attended a daycare immersion program starting as young as 18 months old, most come from an environment where Lakota isn't spoken.
When they come over to the daycare, most of them do not come from Lakota-speaking families. So the children that are here now, a lot of the parents are learning alongside the children with classes that our program offers. We do have one little boy, his grandparents are fluent speakers. But
that little boy is the exception. And though the Lakota immersion class only has 5 students, the ratio for non-speaking tribal members is much higher than reflected by these numbers. In a population of some 40,000 on the Pine Ridge Reservation, it's estimated there are only about 6,000 fluent Lakota speakers. As a result, this immersion class, like the daycare school the students have already attended, concentrates on speaking all Lakota all the time. The results are most readily seen when children from the immersion class associate with their non-Lakota-speaking counterparts at Red Cloud, says Gresseth.
So it's really interesting being here because we do a lot of the same activities with them. So we'll go to gym with them, we'll go to arts, library, different things. And so we'll be with that other classroom. But as teachers, we don't break our Lakota with our kids. And it's interesting because the other children, they really like intently listen. They really, well, I know what that means too, and they get excited.
And though Gresseth makes a point to use words from the children's culture and even their home life when instructing them in subjects like basic math, changing times have brought challenges to her job.
Like robots. We had a book about robots in Maswi Chasha. And so the kids, they get really excited because they're familiar with the subject, but it's also interesting because the fluent speakers will say, well, you know, what's a good way of describing this?
That's when the Lakota linguistics expert will meet with the natural native speaker to come up with a new word for a centuries-old language. Of course, teaching Lakota isn't just about a traditional language keeping pace with the modern world. It's about the Lakota culture's survival into the new millennium, since the culture and the language are inexorably linked. Red Cloud Executive Vice President Robert Bravehart Sr. explains.
You can't teach the language without teaching the culture, and you can't teach the culture without teaching the language, and our elders tell us when you lose your language, you lose your culture. So they go hand in hand. And so we try to do that. You know, you just can't teach the language in a vacuum, just as a language itself.
To that end, the 5 and 6-year-old students in the Red Cloud Immersion Kindergarten class are taught the traditional way to introduce themselves in Lakota.
Makpialuta ewa lawa na tante watea na pe unkyuj bello. Now I'm done.
Okay. Now you're done. Now, what did you say?
My name is, and my mom and my dad and my sister and my brother.
Perhaps the most telling aspect of the immersion school's effects was the unwillingness or inability for the young students to easily shift back to speaking in English when I asked them to translate what they'd said in Lakota. But that's a good problem to have, observes Robert Braveheart Sr., considering the history of Native American children in boarding schools being punished for speaking their traditional languages. Jim Kent, FSRN, at the Red Cloud Indian School.
Tuesday marks 37 years of independence for the South African nation of Zimbabwe. President Robert Mugabe addressed thousands of Zimbabweans amid continued economic and social depression in the country, but touched neither on the challenges facing the nation nor any plans to restore the country's once blooming economy. FSRN's Garugai Chwanza reports from today's independence commemoration held at the National Stadium in the capital, Harare.
President Robert Mugabe is the only president Zimbabwe has ever had since the Southern African country attained independence in 1980. 14.5 million Zimbabweans were expecting to hear what plans the veteran leader has to reverse the years-long economic decline in the country, which has resulted in cash shortages and skyrocketing unemployment.
Let me now ask you that what we have done in the past to bring about unity is not enough. We need to continue as true patriots, true sons and daughters of the soil, to continue that unity, to ensure that we all belong to Zimbabwe, regardless of our affinities, whether these are religious, tribal, political, or any other. We are all Zimbabweans, and we should respect each other.
President's message of a hope for unity was completely absent of the realities faced by the clear majority in the country. For 2 years, the cash crunch has forced those few who still have jobs to sleep in bank queues, hoping to access their meager earnings. Mugabe also failed to acknowledge a health care crisis in which hospitals are running out of essential drugs, leading to premature deaths. Dr. Petsai Rwanya, director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, says the 93-year-old Mugabe deliberately skated national issues because of his own ill health.
Precisely not because those issues are not there, but Mugabe at the moment is concentrating on his own life, his own personal health. That is the immediate question that surrounds Mugabe, and that is what Mugabe attends to.
The next elections in Zimbabwe are set for 2018, and the nonagenarian Mugabe has already been endorsed by his party to run for the top post in the land once again. But his ZANU-PF party is grappling with vicious factional infighting involving his wife Grace and the vice president Emmerson Mnangagwa battling to succeed him. Garikai Chaonza, FSRN, Harare.